Good morning, my friends. This is missionary James Robinette with Mission East Africa, Uganda. And by the gracious will of our God, our great God, the awesome, true, and living God, the only God, the God who has reached us through the love and work of His precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, may that great God bless you today, and may He bless His word to our hearts. We continue today in our verse-by-verse exposition of the book of Ephesians in chapter 5. Please turn there with me in your Bibles if you are able to. My dear friends, let me encourage you as we look to the word this morning that our God is worthy of praise, and our God is worthy of all honor and glory and blessing. Our God should be thanked for His many blessings and benefits given to all people. Praise His name. He is the God of grace, and He is the God of saving grace for His true people. And so we must return thanks to Him. Praise God. We'll learn more about that in these verses. Our contact number is 0782-652-143, and you can learn more about our ministry at www.missionafricajk.net. That's www.missionafricajk.net. Let us now receive the Word of God from Ephesians 5. Let's begin in the context in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, that's a word that means carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And let me begin this morning by sharing the thoughts of the commentator Matthew Poole about these verses. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. God, still by fresh mercies, gives fresh occasion for thanksgiving, and we must accordingly continue our thanksgiving through the whole course of our lives without weariness for all things. All sorts of mercies, among which afflictions may be reckoned as working for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. Unto God and the Father, that is, unto God, even the Father, the fountain of all our good, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name and by whose merit all good things are given to us, and by whom we offer up all our prayers and praises and spiritual services, that they may be accepted of God. Amen. This is just a delightful verse, this section of verses, and it deals with such a great truth about the very practical, the very real moment-to-moment factor of our Christian lives, and that is that we are to return thanks to God for all of His benefits. This is a very practical teaching. It is a teaching that is to be directly applied by all believers, and this is to be a constant application. And so we see that in the expression giving thanks always there in verse 20, giving thanks always. Firstly, always thank God, and then secondly, thank Him for all things. Praise the Lord. And so, my friends, let us be thankful to God, and let us grow in our knowledge and understanding of what it means to be thankful. The word thanks or thanksgiving is a word that is very similar and related to the word for grace in the New Testament, the word charis in Greek. So when we return thanks, we are expressing to God our recognition of the marvelous saving grace and benefit and blessing that He has freely bestowed upon us that we are not deserving or worthy of. And so God freely shows us charis or grace, and in light of this glorious truth, we are to return charis or thanksgiving to God. Our English word gratitude means that we have a feeling of thankful appreciation for the good and the benefit that has come to us. And we can rightly think of thanksgiving as being the spiritual attitude that returns good to God for the good He has shown us. Again, we are knowledgeable, we are cognizant, we understand, we recognize the blessing, the charis that God has shown us. And so our rightful response to the grace of God is to not be prideful, which would lead to grumbling and complaining, a sin that God hates, but to our responding to His charis with charis. This is pleasing to God. And this is right. This is an expression of righteousness, of uprightness. It is just. It is the rightful response to the God of all grace. And we note this morning that our spiritual worship, which is reflected in verse 19, in the singing and making melody in our hearts, that is a heartfelt, heart-experienced worship, which will result in this singing, this melodious expression to God from the heart, a true spiritual worship, then leads in verse 20 to thanksgiving. Praise God. And so when we are filled by the Spirit and we are filled with song for God, to God for His blessings, spiritual songs, then it is that we also give thanks to God for all things. And the giving of thanks is related in many places in Scripture to the praise of God. In fact, they're almost interchangeable in many sections of the Old Testament and also the New Testament. To thank God is one and the same as to praise Him. To praise Him is the same as to return thanksgiving to God. And so spiritual worship involves this giving of thanks to God, and it leads from being filled with the Spirit and this singing, this melodious expression in our hearts to God. Praise the Lord. And so, my friends, we can again think of thankfulness as the result of humility, of being humble in heart and mind. The humble man will recognize by the Spirit the benefits of God and return thanksgiving to God for all things and give thanks always. And so as we consider this morning, let us consider the truth that we are not to be proud. We are to be humble. And we see in the book of Proverbs many admonitions to not be proud, but to guard against pride and bragging. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance." God says, "These things He hates." Proverbs 11:2a, "When pride comes, then comes shame." Proverbs 13:10a, "Only by pride comes contention." Humility is not contentious. The humble man is not one to start arguments and quarrels because he is not arrogant. But proud people are contentious and start fights. The humble man loves to give and to make peace. Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. In other words, the man who is proud will fall. God is faithful to humble the proud man. And so the man who lifts himself up without Christ must fall. He has no basis on which to stand. He believes the lie. Truth is not his foundation. And so pride goes before destruction. And the haughty spirit, the proud, bragging, boastful spirit will fall. Proverbs 29:23a, a man's pride shall bring him low. And so the loving, humble man is not to be big-headed, but to be loving and have a heart filled with love. Now, praise God, the humble man will also be a thankful man. Praise the Lord. And let me share with you now the thoughts of a minister by the name of Milton Vincent. And he shares some really helpful, encouraging thoughts to us, enlightening thoughts about our being thankful to God. And my friends, this is a grace, a virtue, a characteristic that we must develop. All of us grumble far too much. We who are the saved of God, those that He has bestowed favor on, often grumble. And this is simply not acceptable to God. It is completely the wrong response to our loving, compassionate, merciful Heavenly Father who has blessed us with every possible and conceivable blessing in Christ Jesus. And so we must develop thankfulness. And so we are helped to thankfulness, knowing that thankfulness is enriched by relief. I trust these thoughts will be helpful for you. Thoughts by Milton Vincent. The more absorbed I am in the gospel, the more grateful I become in the midst of my circumstances, whatever they may be. Viewing life's blessings as water in a drinking cup, I know that I could discountedly focus on the half of the cup that seems empty, or I could gratefully focus on the half that is full. Certainly, the latter approach is the better of the two. Yet the gospel cultivates within me a richer gratitude than this. The gospel reminds me first that what I actually deserve from God is a full cup churning with the torments of His wrath. This is the cup that would be mine to drink if I were given what I deserve each day. With this understanding in mind, I see that to be handed a completely empty cup from God would be cause enough for infinite gratitude. If there were merely the tiniest drop of blessing contained in that otherwise empty cup, I should be blown away by the unbelievable kindness of God toward me. That God, in fact, has given me a cup that is full of every spiritual blessing in Christ. And this without the slightest admixture of wrath leaves me truly dumbfounded with inexpressible joy. As for my specific earthly circumstances of plenty or need, I can see them always as infinite improvements on the hell I deserve. When I look at any circumstance that God apportions me, I am first grateful for the wrath that I am not receiving in that moment. The empty part of the cup never looked so good. Second, I am grateful for the blessings that are given to me instead of His wrath. Life's blessings, however small, always appear exceedingly precious when viewed against the backdrop of the wrath I deserve. This two-layered gratitude disposes my heart to give thanks in all things, and it also lends a certain intensity to my giving of thanks. Such a gospel-generated gratitude glorifies God, contributes to peace of mind, and keeps my foot from the path of foolishness and ruin. Amen. Wonderful thoughts by Milton Vincent. And so, my friends, by way of a quick review and summary, Mr. Vincent is simply encouraging us with this thought that all of us are hell-deserving sinners. And so to receive from God's gracious hand a release from hell is plenty enough a reason to be thankful to God. But this isn't the only reason we can thank God. We have not only been saved from our sins, and we will not be damned in eternal hell, though we deserve that, but also God has chosen in His grace and love, expressed so freely and fully to us, to bless us now and forever after in Christ Jesus. He makes the point that if we receive simply a small amount of blessing in addition to forgiveness of sins, then we are truly blessed and we should forever thank God. But we have not received the smallest of blessings from Christ. We have all received the greatest possible blessings from Christ. And so we are saved from our sins and we thank God. And we are blessed by God in Christ Jesus in every possible and satisfying and merciful way. And so, as we keep these truths in mind, we are helped to return an intense thankfulness to God. Praise the Lord. And so, some of us are thankful, but we are not intensely thankful. I think I fall into that category. And so, again, let us develop an attitude of thankfulness to God. Let us look and see God's grace and blessing and good to us, and we shall return to God a greater and fuller and more intense thankfulness to our great and awesome God. Praise the Lord. And so, my friends, our parallel passages in the book of Colossians also refer to this glorious truth about returning thanks for all things to God. Let me turn there very quickly. You turn there with me if you can. Colossians 3:16. Praise God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And here we are in verse 17 now. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. See the truth there that we're looking at in Ephesians 5 again, slightly different wording, same wonderful, gracious truth. In other words, we encourage each other, we sing spiritually, whatever we do, whatever we say is to be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we find here in Ephesians 5 that we are to give thanks always to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are in Colossians 3, again, verse 17, to give thanks to God the Father through Christ for all things and whatever we do, whatever we say. And so, praise God, thankfulness should often be heard from our mouths. And an expression of thankfulness should always be seen in our lives, in our actions. How faithful God is, how worthy He is. And so again, we develop thankfulness as we develop the ability to look spiritually and remember God's faithfulness and see His blessing and benefit. Now, again, this is a grace, I believe, that we develop as we are sanctified. And as we see there in Colossians 3, If the word of Christ is richly filling us, we will be sanctified more fully. And when we are more mindful of Christ, when we are heavenly minded, more fully heavenly minded, we will therefore be enabled to recognize God's benefits and to respond to these benefits with gratitude, with an attitude of acceptance, of having the heart expression of, Father, whatever your will is, may that be done. And we will also have joy. We will have an agreement with the will of God. We will therefore express to Him gratitude and return good to God for the good that He has brought to us. Praise the Lord. And so to develop thankfulness, fill your heart richly with the word of Christ, be heavenly minded, think often of Him, obey Him, turn from sin, confess your sins as you sin, repent of them, trust Him, and you will be enabled, as you are filled by His Spirit, to see His hand of blessing, even in very difficult and painful circumstances, and you will therefore recognize the good that God has brought to you, and you will be able to respond with thankfulness and in agreement to His will, and enjoy Him and surrender to His will, therein returning good for the good that God has brought, which pleases Him, and praise God, which enables you to draw closer to the God that we are to please, that we are saved to please and to enjoy now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, we see here wonderfully that the great and gracious God, He looks for, He desires, He wants to find gratitude, gracious expressions of thanksgiving from us. He wants to see hearts full of gratitude to Him for His blessings to us. Amen. And my friends, I want to share with you by way of a brief testimony this morning, not my own testimony, but the testimony of a friend of mine, a Ugandan pastor. And when I think about a thankful person, I think of him. He is the pastor of a church over towards Kalerwe side. And he is a man who was at one point very, very sick, very ill. He has HIV. And when my wife and I first met him, we used to minister at a care facility for the HIV positive. When we first met him, he was very thin and very ill, and we were afraid that he would soon pass. He had shared with us then that he was a believer. He wasn't yet a pastor. He was a believer, and that he was looking to God for God's grace. And so as time went on, we became better friends with him. And that friendship has endured through our time in Uganda for these many years. And in recent years, I have seen him and ministered with him. And what I am glad to share with you now is that our brother, this pastor who is HIV positive, is a very thankful Christian. And when I visit with him, he is constantly praising God in his words. You can see it in his very life and what he does, because he gladly serves God. His ministry is not a burden at all. It is a glad service to God. And he says that he is so eager and glad to serve God. And he's very good. In fact, he works now with the HIV positive. And he loves them. And he knows what it's like for them. And he sympathizes. And he shares the gospel and the hope he has freely and wonderfully with them. All of this because, as he says, he must thank God, and he indeed is very thankful, because God has delivered him from such a great trial and affliction. He was at one point so near death, so distressed, in such turmoil, in such a great and difficult circumstance, as he will share with us, because of his sin. He did sin and brought this upon himself in a way. In other words, his disease is a result of sin. And yet God has graciously blessed him, first saving him and then restoring his health and restoring his strength and restoring his hope, delivering him into such a great time of joy and real vigor and closeness to God, that he constantly says things like, God is good, and I thank the Lord, and he has truly been good to me. These are expressions that are constantly heard in his presence from him. And so he is a great example to me of a man who is thankful. He is a man who has been through great trials and is still undergoing great trials, but yet he is thankful even in this difficult time. And so, as we look at Ephesians 5 here, verse 20, and we see that we're to give thanks always for all things to God the Father, we see that we are to give thanks for all things, everything, that which is pleasant and comfortable in life, that which is blessed in this sense, and also that which is blessed because it comes from God's hand to us in the painful circumstances, even in that which results as a consequence of our own foolishness and sin. We are to give thanks always to God for all things, even the times of greatest distress and pain, even for the times of our worst defeat and failure, of our greatest sinfulness. We are to thank God for all things, even in our times of utmost stress and trial, because all of this has come from the hands of a gracious and good God who is working it all together for our good now and for our ultimate and eternal good forever in his presence. And so most of us, and again I find myself in this category, I believe honestly before the Lord, are quicker to return thanks to God for the comfortable and pleasant things, the things that we can easily see are a blessing. But it's much more difficult for us to return thanks for the painful times, even the times of failure that God has promised to bring good to us through, the times of stress and difficulty. Yet these indeed are also blessed by God, because all things, the good and the pleasant, and even the more difficult, and I'm not going to call these bad things, but because they are not bad things. All things that come to us, the comfortable and the uncomfortable, are sent as blessings from God Most High, God the Father, who controls everything. Every circumstance, every factor, every detail of our lives. And so wonderfully, God is able to take even our painful times of stress, even our times of defeat and sin and failure, even in our times of greatest trial and difficulty, even in our times of confusion, and he is able to work all of these events for our good now and forever. Praise God. And so, the brother that I described a few minutes ago is a man who would tell you that he is thankful to God even for his sickness. Praise God. Now, time is going quickly this morning, and I won't continue in our teaching. We're going to pray very, very soon here. But I want to continue next Lord's Day morning at this point of being thankful even for sickness. And I want to share the thoughts with you of J.C. Ryle. And let me just share very quickly now that I have been ill for some months, for about 9 months now. I got a lung virus in America. It's an airborne virus, almost like a flu, but it is a virus that brought an infection to my lungs, and I've been struggling with that for some time. And so there have been many times when it's been very painful and difficult and actually quite frightening, because I haven't been able to breathe freely, and I have this kind of sense of suffocation, like I'm gasping for breath. You can perhaps even hear a bit of this in my speaking now. But during this trial, I happened to read a piece by J.C. Ryle about sickness, and it really encouraged me and it really helped me. And so I want to share that with you next Lord's Day during our time, in the beginning of our time. And I hope it will be an encouragement to you that we can thank God for all things, even sickness. My friends, let us pray now. Father in heaven, great and gracious God, we have so much to learn. And God, we pray that you will faithfully teach us these things, even the difficult things that we must learn. And so, God, it is our joy to return to you true gratitude, heartfelt appreciation for the gift of salvation. God, you have forgiven us, giving your own Son to die, to shed his blood. He was pierced for us so that we live and receive comforts from you, O God. And Lord, you have blessed us in every possible way, even with affliction and pain and distress. And these indeed are blessings from your hand, because they bring much good to us, and you work all of these things together for good, as you have promised to. Even our sin. Oh, God, you are a great and faithful, worthy and wonderful God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the word today. Bless my hearers. Help us all to be much more appreciative, and we give you glory for this time and for the Lord's Day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.